Mobile.
For CBA Mobile, KO4ZEW. Ben, as in Benjamin. How you doing, Dave?
Oh, I'm doing good, Ben. I hope you are. I'm out making a pizza run.
Words. I just finished some framing in my wife's office, like framing, construction framing, and then I got my Meshtastic node into a new box, put it up on the roof with a solar panel, and we're see how it does this weekend.
Well, I am glad for you. I really haven't done a whole lot this weekend. So. We had my our oldest daughter's birthday was yesterday, and we went out to a hibachi grill over on 153. She lives in Powdersville, and and then we went back to her house and had cake, and she opened her gifts. But anyway, but it was a great day. I tell you, I really enjoyed it. And got to see all three of my grandsons.
Well, that's doing something. That's doing the important stuff, actually.
They're at the age they're real rambunctious, especially the younger two. Now, Jackson's 11, so he's. He's a little more subdued, but Grizzly and Gavin both are just, just go, go, go all the time. And they said, tell everybody what time you got up this morning, Gavin. He said, 5:00. And his dad looked at me and he said, and he hasn't had a nap.
And he is how old, you said?
I'm sorry, I'm in a noisy area on Edwards Road. He told me that he hasn't had a nap.
In the area you are. Yeah, I was just wondering what his age was.
Oh, he's, I guess, gosh, how old is Gavin? He's 4 years old.
Yeah, he's full of energy.
What kind of radio are you talking on?
At once. I'm doing ST8 in the background. But this one's TYT TH9800D. It's the same one I have in my car, but I have a duplicate for my base station I have hooked up permanently in my house. And I keep them loaded with the same repeaters so I can just hot swap them if I need to. So it's fantastic radio.
AGS testing radio.
TRS, KO4ZEW, and Dave, I forget his call sign, even though I've talked to him many times, but you are clearing.
Romeo 04, Alpha Golf Foxtrot, Chris up here in Asheville, North Carolina, just trying out a new radio.
Quieting here to Caesar's Head, and then I'm down in Simpsonville, South Carolina, and I believe Dave is mobile, passing through Taylor's. South Carolina right now.
Appreciate the radio check. I won't interrupt you guys. I just heard you talking and called a break there to see if I could get into it. The radio I had before, I couldn't even get into this repeater. So looks like that's an improvement. I appreciate it, and I'll let you get back at it. KR4AGF, we'll be clear.
All right. Ben, I've got to pick up my pizza here. I'm making the turn around the building, and when I get around the corner, I'm going to completely drop out for a minute. And hello to the guy in Asheville. You're sounding really good. KB4CBA.
Yeah, the KR4ATF. Yeah, I just figured out I can get into the Hendersonville repeater now. But I can't get Spivey Mountain. Spivey Mountain's the one that does the drive at 5. And I'd love to hear that.
Is my local repeater. I can actually see it from my house, so I don't have any trouble with it. But it is a fun net. The drive at 5, I'm usually in there every day. I really hate to have trouble getting into it.
It does sound like a lot of fun, but like I said, I'm down here in the flatlands in Sistersville, South Carolina, and there's probably something in the way, a hill, a mountain, piece of dirt, something like that. But I get up Asheville every month or so I'm going to, if I'm ever up there and I'm at the time of that net, I'm definitely going to check it out.
I'd be glad to have you. And the other station, I've already missed your call sign. I have a terrible memory, but I appreciate the good radio check there. And I'm just tickled to death to be getting into this repeater. But KR4AGF, will be back monitoring.
Stations, we'll be looking forward to hearing from you. This is KO4ZEW, stationary, and I'll be monitoring.
4ZW, KB4CBA. Ben, I'm headed back to the house, but I don't know why the repeater, I received the repeater, just a bad location, I think, because it's always been scratchy through here, even with my best antenna I've ever used, but on my Mustang, but I had to use a different one on this 4Runner, because mainly because of the height problem.
I talked to a couple of the guys in the club about it, and the antennas on the repeater tower got damaged and they're out of phase right now. So they are actually not angled down towards the ground. They're actually angled so their directivity is perfectly horizontal. So if you're in some even minor terrain, you're not going to be able to get signals. When I go through a lot of hills and dips, I can get things like Sassafras Mountain and Paris and White Oak where I get all of those, but I can't get Caesar. And it's a known problem, but it's just one we've got to just, we need a climber. We need to get up there and address it. And it's hard to put all that together.
Good to know. I've noticed for a long while now that it doesn't seem to, perform as well as it did. I didn't know the reason why. So anyway, but it's most people they get on 2 meters, talk on this frequency around this area here. The upstate and it's widely used, that's for sure.
Now, it's one of the most popular, most used repeaters in the upstate. I've heard a lot of complaints. I'm getting different things, like on 385 south of town where I get into some of those valleys where they carved out the interstate. Man, I get nothing. And then I go up on a bridge or over, a higher point, and I get it clean as a whistle. So, it's not your equipment. A lot of it's location, and some of it are those antenna phasing.
Wondered. I spent a ton of money on this antenna. It's, I can't remember what it's called right off the bat, but it's just a round tubular thing, and it's inches tall. It screws onto a PO. I mean, MNO connector, and I put it right at the top of the hatchback, it misses the top of my garage by about 3 or 4 inches. So, I had the one on here that I took off my Mustang when I sold it, and I put it on, you know, on the hood, and because, you know, it wouldn't have possibly fit on the back, and it even hit going in, and it didn't have any kind of a spring or anything on it, and I just, you know, I didn't want to damage it, so it did have the tilt over thing, so I would just tilt it back, stop right before I got to the garage and tilt it back and then go in the garage, and then I could I could reach out the window, and when I backed out of the garage, and I could push it, and it would, it was spring loaded, and it would go back into the vertical position. But it didn't do any better than the one I've got on the back now, so I just went ahead and kept this one and on the back, because it works just as well.
I put one of those, I ended up putting an NMO mount, and one of those Comet CA 2x4 SRs, and I put the spring on it, because I accidentally hit I went into the parking garage at Haywood Mall, and my 10-year-old was in the back seat, and I started cussing up a storm because it knocked the mag mount off and everything. I don't park in that garage anymore, or if I am, I'll just unscrew the antenna and throw it inside. But it's top center on my vehicle, so top center on the roof, it still fits in the garage. We have a pretty high garage, 9 or 10 feet, a carport really. And it works really, really well. I mean, it's, like I said, I've done tests with multiple repeaters around the upstate, it's working fine with most everything. So, it sounds like, run with your brums, and hopefully we can get up there and get that repair made. It's just hard to get several people together to coordinate a day, plus a climber or two to get up that tower. And but it's supposed to be happening pretty soon. Hang on a second.
More CBA.
Sorry, I fumbled the mouse there on my computer. We've got some feed line work to do on it, and they want to do some work on Paris Mountain, some upgrades and fixes. Things are going to improve, and I'll be glad to hear it. It'd be nice to get some of these connection in some of these valleys that I'm having trouble with. KO4 is EWID.
That sounds great. I'm not going to complain, because I don't really contribute to that club, so I really can't say anything. I mean, but I do use the repeater. But I'm sitting in my driveway and getting ready to pull in the garage, so I'm going to say 73s. Enjoy the Q-set, and you take care. Enjoy the rest of your day. It's not too bad out here. The wind's dying down a little bit where I am, and over here in Taylor's, and it's turned out to be a decent day for February. But anyway, enjoy talking with you, Ben, and I'll clear out of here after your final. KB4CBA.
Catch you again. One of these days I'm going to run into you at sports club, but I think usually you're gone by the time I get there. I roll in about 4 o'clock. But, good talking to you. I will catch you on down the log. KO4 is EW, stationary and monitoring.